The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school basketball.
Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Going from the left side, trying to go back door. They get it inside. The shot is up. The shot is good. And Janacek will also be fouled.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Loomis as the Wolves battle Amherst and Pleasanton tangles with SEM. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Out of the left-hand wing, they've got it to Rademacher. Back up top, they try to force it inside to Matt Houston. Does a good job just to pick it up, kick it back out to Clay McDowell, who hits the free throw line jumper. He's got 7 points. A 7-0 start to the fourth quarter here for Loomis.
Up first, defending champion Pleasanton battles rival SEM. Game 2 has host Loomis looking to avenge an early season loss to the 7th seed Amherst. Tonight's winners face off in Friday's semifinal at Kearney. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Loomis with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Loomis High School for continuing coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Tonight it is Game 2 of the boys' quarterfinals as the Loomis Wolves, the number 2 seed, take on the 7 seed Amherst. But Amherst beat Loomis earlier this year at home, 66-60. That was back on the second weekend of the season. These teams like to get up and down the floor, not afraid to shoot the ball. And the winner will play defending conference champion Pleasanton Friday night at 8 o'clock. Pleasanton just finished up a 61-48 victory over the SEM Mustangs. SEM got into foul trouble with their two big scorers in Dylan Line and Lance English and did not score in the second quarter. Outside of that, pretty even ball game. 19 points for Colin Janacek, 18 points for Caleb Pritchard. Dylan Line led SEM with 19. On the other side, Elm Creek has defeated Elwood 52-45. And Overton getting ready to host Wilcox-Hildreth in the other contest. You can hear Kearney Hastings boys basketball on the Breeze 94.5 FM in the girls' game. Kearney won it 34-23. And you can hear the Kearney Catholic Loup City boys game from the Loup Platte Conference Tournament on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In the girls' game, Kearney Catholic blew out Donovan Trumbull 69-26. But right now, it's time for Amherst and Loomis. Let's take a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our starters brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank. The visitors tonight, the Amherst Broncos, number 12, a 5'11 junior, Dominic Abbott. Number 20, a 5'8 senior, Ty Stevens. Number 24, 6'3 senior, Dylan Halligan. Number 30, 5'10 senior, Clint Bentley. And number 52, 6'2 senior, Clayton Preble. Head coach is Clark Ribble, assisted by Brent Nolette and Mitch Olson. Amherst is 9-8 on the season. For the Loomis Wolves, number 12 is a 6-foot senior, Clay McNall. Number 22 is a 5'11 senior, Kalen Anderson. Number 30, a 5'11 junior, Shane Sundquist. Number 32, a 6'2 junior, Josh Earsom. And number 42, a 6'1 senior, Matt Houston. The head coach of the Wolves, Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Verbka, 10-4 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. We're back after this.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer Premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And we're ready to get things going. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The traveling red with white trim for Amherst. The home white and green for the Loomis Wolves. A tough, tough place to play here in Loomis. So the Wolves will try and put Amherst on the defensive right off the gate. Let's see how it works if they can get that quick start. They did that the first time, but Amherst came back. And they will win the opening tip here on their home court. And Loomis gets right into it against the man-to-man. With the basketball on the right side, driving into the paint, putting up off the glass and not getting it able to go is going to be Shane Sundquist. And coming out of there with the basketball will be Clint Bentley. Amherst gets it into the front court. They've got a couple of kids that score for this ball club. But the leading scorer is actually coming off the bench in Austin Jen. He's the only man that averages double figures. Loomis also going to play a man-to-man defense here. Broncos into the hands of Ty Stevens. He'll scoop it off to Abbott. Back up top, trying to find a screen. Now coming in between the double team and dishing it off to Clint Bentley. He'll take the 16-foot jumper. It's in. Bentley hits the first bucket of the basketball game, and Amherst will grab the 2-0 lead. Up the floor, Sundquist. Overload to the right side here. Now they swing it to the weak side to Clay McNall. Gets it backside. The layup is missed. Getting his own rebound and putting it back up is Kalen Anderson. And he will be fouled. Looks like they were ready to block the shot out of there, but they call the foul on Dominic Abbott. First of the game, and Loomis will try and get on the board here from the free throw line, and Anderson's free throw is up, and it is in. Second free throw now coming up for Kalen Anderson. And it is up, and it is in, so he averages about 8 points a game. He's got the first two. We are tied. McNall leads this team at 14.5 a game. Matt Houston at 11.5 a game, giving him that inside-outside presence. Amherst with the basketball, second time down the floor against the man-to-man. Up top with it is Clint Bentley. Now fires it to the top circle. Stevens fakes the three, drives in, scoop shot no good. Rebound comes out to Kalen Anderson. Long outlet pass to the other end. Driving in for the layup is going to be Matt Houston. And Loomis takes the lead at 4-2. Great outlet pass that time by Kalen Anderson. Amherst looks a little tentative here early on. Not a lot of movement without the basketball. Preble has it on the weak side. He uses his dribble up. Now coming around to take it out of his hands is Abbott. Tries, puts up a wild shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Houston. Outlet pass Sundquist. Baseline drive. Double pump. Hits the rim and away up. Won't go. Out of bounds to Amherst. So this is what Loomis wants to do. They want to run and try and put Amherst away early, as we said in the pregame, and no surprised that they've come out and started to do that. For Amherst, they need to survive here early on. They're going to have to hit some shots tonight as well. Probably have to hit a few three-point buckets. And they did that the first time around. Amherst basketball up top here to Dylan Halligan. Halligan with the ball between the circles, drives, draws the double team, kicks it out, open three on the way. Clint Bentley, but it's too strong. And the backside rebound comes down to Clay McNall. McNall pushes it up the floor, dishes it off to Houston. Houston lost the handle, got it back, swings it out Sundquist. For the three, it is no good. And the rebound falls into the hands of Loomis. And the putback by Josh Earsom, who's a little bit under the weather, was blocked underneath there. And Amherst comes away with a basketball. And now we've got a drive and a foul called on Loomis. I believe the block at the other end came from Preble. And now the foul will be called on Earsom. First Loomis foul. Two free throws coming up. And the first one for Clint Bentley will not fall. And Amherst will go to the bench and bring Austin Chen into the ball game. As we said, he actually leads the team in scoring at just over 11 points a game. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Bentley hits the second one. And it is 4-3. Fast break. Here comes the low post to Houston. Now kicks it out for a three-pointer on the way. All the way around and out. No good by McNall. And the rebound is grabbed by Dylan Halligan. Halligan had the block just a little while ago, by the way. Halligan, of presence out there for Amherst. If he has a good game, they've got a chance. Drives on Houston, dishes it to the baseline. Here's a short jumper that won't go for Bentley. Follows his shot, got his own rebound. Needs to clear it out. The bounce pass gets it into the hands of Stevens, but Stevens apparently stepped on the sideline here. And Amherst will turn it over to the first turnover of the game. Loomis will bring in Matt Gray, 6'5", and a junior. So a lot of height here for Loomis, and Gray, the biggest of them all, the 6'5 junior. Into the front court, Houston. He can play outside. He's got the ball there. Gets it into Gray. Kicks it back out top to McNall. Overload the right side, and his pass is wide, trying to get it down on the block to Gray. And Loomis will turn it right back over. 4-3, Loomis. 4:51 to go here in the first quarter. Earlier, Pleasanton was able to come back and beat SEM 61-48 to advance on. Elm Creek a winner over Elwood tonight by a score of 52-45. Overton currently playing Wilcox-Hildreth in the other Fort Kearney Conference boys quarterfinal game. Basketball comes on the right wing to Dylan Halligan. Halligan looks for a pick. Now takes the look. Squared up. Thought he would shoot it. No. Good pass into Preble, but Preble hit the rim on the way up. Missed the shot. McNall rebound. Outlet to the other end. The layup is up, and it is in for Kalen Anderson. It does not take Loomis long to get up the floor. They have extremely good speed, as they've had at the school for a number of years. Preble right elbow. Gets Gray in the air. Oh, and then he didn't shoot it. Kicked it back out, and hitting the 18-footer was Clint Bentley. Boy, Preble had Gray. All he had to do was go up, and he got the foul called, but it works out at the end, and it's 6-5 Loomis. Sundquist with it on the left wing. Back up top to Gray. One dribble gives it to Houston, playing outside the arc. Now ball fake, drives baseline, gives it to Gray. Eight-footer off the window is in. Matt Gray, the lefty, going off glass, 8-5 Loomis. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Driving Stevens, leaves it off in the corner for Halligan. Halligan trying to get away from the double team. Gray got in the air, but he didn't take advantage. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Shane Sundquist. Pushes it up the floor. Gray, he's going to try a three this time. It is going to be short, and it ends up going out of bounds. So Loomis has missed their first three from outside early on. Here comes Zane Peterson, another senior in the game for Amherst. And for Loomis, Kyle Rademacher, another senior for the Wolves. Amherst, the only D1 team in the quarterfinals here tonight. The other three D2, Loomis, Pleasanton, SEM, and now the ball is picked away. Clay McNall kept reaching, kept poking, goes to the other end. The layup falls. McNall able to knock it out of there, and it's 10-5 Wolves. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Pushing the ball up, Dylan Halligan gets across the timeline, guarded there by Houston, takes him to the high post, kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer, Ty Stevens is too strong. Rebound brought down by Matt Gray. Gray needs some help, and while he's dribbling the ball, he comes to a stop, walks with it. He was trying to get rid of it. He knew that he didn't want to face those two speedy guards for Amherst. Amherst has the ball back in the front court. Jen, Stevens, Halligan, along with Peterson and Bentley. And Peterson on the right wing gets it down into the corner to Jen. Ball fake, back up top it goes to Stevens. Back to Jen, who likes to shoot the three, posting up Halligan, but he's outside the paint. Brings it to the high post. Spinning there on Kelly Thorell, who's in. Loomis has almost played out 11 of their kids. Driving baseline, putting it up, and it won't go, but on the collision, a foul called, and Zane Peterson will go to the line to shoot a pair. Peterson with his first attempt at a point in the ball game. The foul was called on Matt Gray, his first. Just the second foul on Loomis, only one on Amherst. And the free throw is no good. Back into the ball game now will be Dominic Abbott. And Halligan will come out for a breather here for Amherst. Second free throw now for Zane Peterson, and it's good. Peterson gets the first point. Clint Bentley had the first five. Peterson gets that one. It's 10-6 now. Loomis with a four-point lead. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Crossover Anderson can't get into the paint. Kicks it back out. Gray, everything open inside. Everybody's outside the arc offensively for Loomis. Now the pick and roll into Gray. The layup is good. No, it rolled off the rim. But at the offensive rebound for Gray. And then the ball is punched out of bounds by Amherst. Wow, we've had a couple already in this game that should have went in the hoop and didn't. And Loomis off that break will bring Sundquist and Houston back in. Loomis ball on their own baseline. Gray to throw it in. Out on the wing to Houston. Puts his back to the bucket, up to Sundquist. Back over to Houston on the left wing. Gets it to Sundquist. Turns, runs into a double team on the post. Tries to scoop it to Houston and just ends up throwing it out of bounds. There was really nowhere to go right there. And the ball will be turned back over to Amherst. That is the third turnover for the Wolves. And after that very quick start, they now find themselves in a little bit of an offensive lull as Stevens brings the ball up the floor. Back cut, finds Jen, pulls up from eight and buries it. Austin Jen with his first bucket, and it's a 10-8 ball game. Loomis was up early by five. Trying to get things going again here. 8-3 and 10-5. Now Loomis up 10-8. Get it to Gray. Ball deflected away by Jen. Outlet pass the other way to Jen. He'll scoop it up, and he was intimidated by Houston coming in. He missed the shot. Matt's able to gather the rebound, get it down to Gray. He drives. The ball falls out of his hands, and it'll be a turnover for Loomis, picked up there by Clint Bentley. And waiting at the half-court line, Dominic Abbott gives it to Stevens. He comes in, puts up a scoop shot. It won't go. Ball deflected out, picked up there by Bentley. Bentley kicks it out to Stevens for three. Too quick a shot. Offensive rebound. Bentley missed it again. Now Gray. Outlet pass to the other end. He just threw it up for grabs, hoping somebody would get to it, and they didn't. Sixth turnover for Loomis. We saw this a little bit in the early stages of the Pleasanton SEM game. It's out of control here the last minute. Stevens drives, just tries to draw the foul. He throws up an NBA one, and it goes. Oh, he threw a miracle up, and it went in, and we're tied at 10. Stevens has a chance at the three-point play on the foul. And checking back in, Clayton Preble. The foul will be on Loomis's Shane Sundquist, his first, and the team's third. Amherst now tries to regain the lead. They have the first bucket of the game, but the free throw is short, no good. And Gray has his fourth rebound. 10-10, 40 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Up top with it, Houston. Good stutter move. Gets it out to Sundquist. He gets bumped. The foul will be called on Amherst, their second of the game. And they'll call this against Zane Peterson, his first. Checking back in, Dylan Halligan for the Amherst Broncos. 32 seconds to go here in the quarter. Loomis ball, they'll stack the right side of the lane here underneath their own hoop, trying to get it quickly into Sundquist. It goes through his hands, and another Loomis turnover. Now in the backcourt, Stevens, who didn't have a single person on him, double dribbles. So that's the way the last 2 minutes of this game has went. And the third turnover on Amherst. So the ball right back in the hands of Sundquist and the Wolves. They get into their offensive set here with 25 seconds. Over to Thorell on the right wing. Gets it down to the low post to Kyle Rademacher. Turnaround jumper comes up short, no good. Gray gets the rebound. He'll force it up, no good. Preble gets the rebound for Amherst. 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Up the floor, Stevens. Stevens kicks it out on the wing. Looks for a shot here, Peterson. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Preble forces the free throw line jumper. No good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. We're knotted at 10. Loomis and Amherst at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Brought to you by Misco Sports. We're back in a minute.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks back with you here at Loomis. We want to thank Athletic Director Cole Carraher and the crew here for their hospitality. We start the second quarter. It'll be Amherst basketball all tied up at 10 against the Wolves in the Fort Kearney Conference quarterfinals. Amherst, who did not make it out of the tournament Saturday last year, they were the 10 seed. Now a 9-8 record, they had to be the 7 seed. Usually you don't see a 500 team or above have to play that bunny bracket, but they did. They beat Eustis Farnham as the ball is deflected out of bounds. Last night we saw Elm Creek come out of that buddy bracket. They beat the Loomis girls here to advance to the semifinals. They'll play Overton, while Eustace Farnham will play Amherst on Thursday night. Halligan trying to make some room here, lowers his shoulder, pushes off, takes the shot, and hits a tough one. Houston defended him well, but Halligan will get his first bucket of the basketball game, and Amherst regains the lead here at 12-10. Down low, Gray, fadeaway jumper. They get it inside to Earsom. Earsom going to be called for the travel. 8 turnovers for Loomis, 3 for Amherst. Rebounds, Loomis 14, Amherst 6. Both teams were 0-3 from three-point land. 5 points for Clint Bentley leads Amherst. 6 for Kaylin Anderson leads Loomis. 12-10 Amherst. Up top, Preble. Bounce pass, trying to get it to Halligan. He was well defended by Houston. The ball is stolen away. So Matt, not much offensively yet, but he has done the job defensively. And now another turnover on Loomis. Travel as they're trying to get set in the front court. 12-10 Amherst. 2 of 5 for Amherst at the free throw line. 2 of 2 for Loomis. And now another walk. Boy, that's back-to-back turnovers with really no defense being played on the two teams. Just trying to get the offensive formation going. And the ball is turned over. So Loomis gets it right back. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report earlier tonight. Pleasanton beating SEM 61-48. And they will play the winner of this game at 8 o'clock on Friday. Elm Creek beat Elwood 52-35. They'll play the winner of the Overton-Wilcox-Hildreth game at 6:15 Friday night at the Vieira Event Center in Kearney. Gray underneath Earsom. Earsom is wide open, and Josh lays it up and in. And we're tied again at 12. Gray not in there. It's Earsom, my fault. 32, not 34. Matt just a tad bit taller than Josh, but not by much, 3 inches. Preble with it on the right wing here as Amherst tries to get some offense going again. Nobody to pass it to. Has to dribble a couple of times. Doesn't go anywhere. Out top, Stevens. Stevens drives and a reach-in foul. Could be on either Anderson or Sundquist. It will be the fourth foul on Loomis as a team. Re-entering Dominic Abbott. The foul was on Kaylin Anderson. His first. It'll be Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Stevens throws it into the corner to Abbott on the wing. Abbott back up top to Bentley. Bentley looking inside, nothing there against this man-to-man defense from the Loomis Wolves. Halligan now forces his way into the paint. Good defense again. Houston kicks it off Preble. 15-footer, no good. Rebound run down to the corner by Shane Sundquist, but then he dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. He was trying to stay in bounds, avoid the defender, avoid the referee, and then dribble it off his foot. So back over to the Broncos. 12-12, 2 minutes into the second quarter. Here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney Loomis Amherst, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports as Halligan drives into the double team and gets the whistle. 2 free throws now for Dylan Halligan, his first free throws of the evening. Foul will be called on Matt Houston, his first. So 5 different Wolves with 1 foul. And the first free throw by Halligan is on the way, and it is no good. Checking in now for Amherst. Here comes Jacob Sethoff, a 5'10 senior. Give Preble a little breathing room. And a second free throw now coming up for Halligan on the way, and that one's good. So Dylan hits 1 of 2. And Amherst regains the lead at 13-12. Doesn't take long for Earsom and team to get the ball up the floor. Anderson tries to drive. Sadoff steps in front, deflects the ball. Loomis, 11 turnovers in the first half. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Stevens drives, gives it off to the big fella. Sadoff on the low block. And they call him for the double dribble. Ball was just a little low as he went down to get it. Double dribbled the basketball. And he followed through and made the shot, but it was waved off. Back into the ball game for Loomis is Kyle Rademacher. Loomis has already played 9 of their 11 kids, I believe, in this first half. On the right wing with it is Clay McNall. McNall into the corner to Sundquist. Sundquist kicks it back out top. Man-to-man defense, both teams, both ways, so far the whole game. Driving in, double clutch, putting it up and in, but waving off the McNall bucketed charge. Sadoff has already made himself well aware of everyone has known his name here the last minute since he came in. McNall, his first foul, and wave off the go-ahead bucket. Loomis fans, not a big fan of that, but It's the way it goes here in the conference tournament. Close game. Both teams fighting to get into Friday's semifinal. With it will be Bentley. Bentley to Sadoff, takes the dribble. Now picks it up well out away from the hoop. Hands it to Stevens. Off the screen. One-hand runner in the paint. Throws it off the square. Too strong. Ball goes out of bounds, and Sadoff comes up and joins us on the stage. The ball will belong to Loomis. I tell you what, the Loomis cheerleaders who are right in front of us, they knew what to do. They got out of the way in a hurry. I could have seen a bowling pin strike right there. But at the other end, we've got a whistle and a foul on Sadoff this time. Tried to draw another charge, but he's going to be called for the block as he bodied up there on Josh Earson. First foul on Sadoff, third foul on the team. Stevens out, Jen in now for Amherst. 13-12 Amherst. And Loomis got off to such a quick start. They had 10 points in the first 4 minutes and just two here over the next seven. With it is Sundquist on the left wing. Skip pass right side to Anderson. Now right back across the key. Playing catch across the top of the zone off the inbounds. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Offensive rebound underneath is Josh Earson. And he will be fouled before the shot. So Earson drives the foul on Dylan Halligan, his first. Back into the ballgame now, Matt Gray. And checking out will be Shane Sundquist here for the Loomis Wolves. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it out top to Rademacher. Over on the wing, they go to McNall. Skip pass left wing. Anderson, one dribble, gives it to Gray at the top of the circle, keeping pretty much everything up top and then trying to find that cutter. Good double team on McNall. Right side, Anderson again. Anderson, one dribble, skips it back up top to Gray. Matt swings it weak side to McNall. Good defense here by Amherst. Gray now finds the back cutter, and coming in with the scoop shot, no good, is Earson. Ball tipped into the hands of Gray. Amherst fans wanted a walk, didn't get it. Now the jumper rattles around it in for Clay McNall. Second bucket for McNall, 14-13 Loomis. 3:40 to go, first half. Open at the other end for the three, Austin Chen, but that one will not go. Rebound comes down to Sadoff, and Sadoff will be fouled. Jacob Sadoff with his first rebound, and he'll go to the line in the 1-1 because that is the seventh team foul on Loomis. And the second on Kalen Anderson. And he'll check out, and back in will be Shane Sundquist. It was a high-scoring, explosive game. The first time between the teams ended up 66-60. I believe it was something like 34-33 at half. We're not going to come close to that here tonight. Free throw by Sadoff is right through there. Jacob Sadoff ties the game at 14. Sadoff only averages a point a ball game, so he's got that. Second free throw is on the way. And that one will be just a tad short and clank off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Earson. That's one thing Loomis is doing. They are dominating the glass, both sides, but they've just missed a lot of shots, especially on their offensive rebounds. Sundquist with it on the left wing. Trying to cut in there. Bounce pass, they get it to McNall on the backside. Short jumper, no good. Tip try, no good. How about a third time? No, it's going to be Sadoff to come out of there with it. For Amherst, up the floor come the Broncos. A low-scoring quarter, each team with 4 points. It's 14-14. Jen, guarded by Gray, mismatch there. Drives into the double team, kicks it to Sadoff. Sadoff for three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Long rebound run down by Shane Sundquist. And he'll push the ball up the floor, down the middle of the lane. Decides he's going to take the shot. And a blocking foul will be caught on Amherst. And it's going to be on Dominic Abbott, his second. Two shots coming up here for Shane Sundquist, who's looking for his first points of the ball game. Averages 9 points per contest. And for Sundquist, he's a 67% free throw shooter. He's actually the best free throw shooter on the team. Loomis is just a 52% free throw shooting team. That does not bode well for tournament action. And after we get the floor wiped up, the free throw is on the way, and it is off the rim once, twice, and does not go. Back into the ball game, Matt Houston for Loomis. And it looks like Stevens and Peterson back in for the Amherst Broncos. Halligan stays in, Jen stays in, and Bentley stays in for Amherst. Second free throw, Sundquist missed them both. And the rebound comes down to Clint Bentley. He's got a team-high five. Quick outlet pass into the front court, right corner to Jen. Jen looking down low, nothing there. Pass deflected, and Loomis gets the steal. Seventh turnover for Amherst. And up the floor, Matt Gray, and then he dribbled it out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. And that's the 12th turnover on Loomis. 2:41 to go here in quarter number two. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you the first half stats, recap of game one, which Pleasanton won. Right now, Amherst brings it in, and the ball blocked out of bounds by Clay McNall. And then he tried to grab it before he got back in bounds, but the official were all over that one. And so Amherst will try again underneath their own hoop. Zane Peterson throws it in to Stevens. They've held him in check. Stevens outlet pass is knocked away. The steal is made by McNall. McNall to the other end. The layup is good. It took some work, but McNall finally controlled the basketball, and he'll take it in for a two-point Loomis lead. 16-14, 2:15 to go, first half. Out on the wing, Clint Bentley left side, up top to Halligan. Nobody's really got on fire for either team. Amherst looking at a long three there. Bentley kind of eyed it, decided not to take it, gives it off to Stevens. He backs out with Sundquist on him and a man-to-man. Off the screen, Stevens brings it all the way around. A little contact, Houston goes down. Can't get the call. Now Stevens falls. There's a fight for the ball on the ground, and we get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Loomis. So the Wolves will take over. They have forced six Amherst turnovers here in the second quarter to kind of get things a little closer in that department. Way too many for both teams, though. 16-14 Loomis. They had a five-point lead in the first quarter. Then fell behind by two. 17-foot jumper. Clay McNall up and in. Six in the quarter. Eight in the game for McNall. 18-14 for Loomis. Amherst now has got to find a way to get some points here. They travel again. Only one bucket in the entire quarter for Amherst. This is kind of reminiscent of the last game where SEM got 18 points in the first quarter and were shut out in the second quarter. But it was really the third quarter that opened it up for Pleasanton in that way. Now Houston drives, and a blocking foul caught underneath. Bentley thought he had the charge, but no, he's got his first foul. And taking it to the line will be Matt Houston. Loomis has become a little more aggressive now. They put their head down and taken the drive to the hoop, and they've got a few blocking fouls called. Had an early charge, but now the last couple have went their way. And the free throw is on the way, and no good. So Loomis 0 for 3 here in the quarter, 2 for 5 in the game from the charity stripe. Second free throw now for Houston is on the way, and that one finds its home. 3 points for Matt, 19-14. The lead is back up to 5 now for the Wolves after they were down 12-10. Stevens drives, bounce pass underneath. Peterson dropped it, got it back, but didn't have much of a shot, missed it. Rebound to Matt Gray, his 8th. Ball gets up the floor to Sundquist. Back to the trailer, McNall, right wing, swings it left side, coming in Anderson, double pump, high off the glass, won't go. Ball tipped around, and Amherst comes up with a loose ball. It's Austin Jen. Jen will bring the ball into the front court, give it off to Dylan Halligan. Halligan on the wing to Stevens. Stevens for three, way short. Rebound to Matt Houston. Amherst 0 of 6 from downtown and trying to go too fast. The ball will be turned over, and Loomis is shooting themselves in the foot here with 13 turnovers here in the first half of play. But they do have the lead, 19-14, 50 seconds to go. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up, so keep it here on Classic Hits. Amherst tries to set up in the middle for Jen. Turnaround jump hook, no good. Matt Gray with yet another rebound. And here comes Loomis pushing the pace with McNall. Left-hand dribble, brings it to the top of the circle, stops, forces a jumper, didn't know what to do with it, just threw it up. It's no good. The ball is batted out of bounds, and it will belong to Amherst. 28 seconds remaining here before halftime. Can Amherst finally break this run of Loomis, which is only 7 points, but they have been dead quiet for a long time. Stevens swings it over to the right side to Chen. Jen guarded by Houston with 15 seconds. One dribble to the right, tries to get it inside. Peterson, they got it to him. He spins and scores. Zane Peterson with his first bucket. Still time here for Loomis. 8 seconds into the front court. Driving in, throwing up the wild shot. It does not go for McNall. Rebound, Preble. Amherst from three-quarter court launches one way off the mark. And that's the end of the first half of play here at Loomis. low scoring first half in our 2-7 matchup. And your score, the Loomis Wolves 19 and the Amherst Broncos 16. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches. Stop in and visit the great staff in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. We can take care of all your banking, business, and personal. We offer all the ins and outs of banking to make your financial needs easier. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC. We'd love to have you on our team. We appreciate all our customers.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it is Loomis 19 and Amherst 16. Also, Kearney Catholic leading Loop City 21-18 in the Loop Lat Boys quarterfinals, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Kearney and Hastings High are playing on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Earlier tonight here, it was Pleasanton downing SEM 61-48. SEM led 18-17 after one, but then Pleasanton shut them out, only scoring 7 points, but they shut them out, taking a 24-18 lead into halftime, and then they really got after it in the third quarter, putting up 20 points, going up 44-30, and the closest SEM got after that was 9. Dylan Lyon had 19 points, 8 rebounds for SEM, 10 points for Joe Harshbarger, 8 points, 12 rebounds for John O'Neill. For Pleasanton, Colin Janicek, 19 points, 7 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard, 18 points, 9 rebounds in the win. So Pleasanton will improve to 11-4, play the winner of this game on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Also tonight, Elton Creek defeated Elwood 52-45. They'll play the Overton-Wilcox-Hildreth winner, and you've got to imagine that'll be Overton. And that game will be at 6:15 on Friday at the Viero Event Center. Semifinals for the girls on Thursday, Elm Creek-Overton at 6:15. And then at 8 o'clock, it'll be Eustace Farnham taking on the defending champion Amherst. Every game from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the Viero Event Center will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers of our ball game for Amherst. Austin Jen, 2 points, 1 rebound. Ty Stevens, 2 points. Zane Peterson, 3 points. Dylan Halligan, 3 points, a rebound, and a block. Clint Bentley, 5 points and a team-high 5 rebounds. Then you come down to Clayton Preble with 2 rebounds, and Jacob Sadoff, 1 point, 2 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter of play, 5 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in each quarter. Turnovers, 3 in the first, but 7 in the second. Foul situation, Dominic Abbott, the only player with 2. 10 points in the first quarter, just 6 in the second. At the half, Amherst, 16 points, 11 rebounds. 4 out of 9 at the free throw line. 0 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 10 turnovers. We'll be back and look at the numbers for Loomis right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The roots of Security First Bank have been growing since the late 1800s. Today, Security First Bank is one of the fastest-growing financial service providers in the Heartland. They still have a small-town, friendly attitude and treat each customer like a good neighbor. Security First Bank in Elwood proudly sponsors this high school sports broadcast and wishes the Pirates a winning season. Security First Bank, a relationship you can count on. Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. At halftime, it is Kearney High leading Hastings 28-27. Boys action on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Earlier tonight, Kearney beat the Hastings girls 34-23. Kearney Catholic beat the Donovan Trumbull girls in the Lou Platt tournament 69-26. Now let's take a look at Loomis's first half numbers. Clay McNall leads the way with 8 points. He's got 4 rebounds. Kaylin Anderson had 4 points, 2 rebounds. Shane Sundquist has not scored, 3 rebounds. Josh Earsom, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Earsom went home sick yesterday, but did come back today, got the start, but has not been as big as sometimes he is in the ball game. 2 points so far. Matt Gray, 2 points, but 9 rebounds. And Matt Houston, 3 points, 3 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Loomis is out-rebounded Amherst 24-11 here in the first half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second, so neither team has made a 3. Turnovers for Loomis abnormally high here, 7 in the first quarter and 6 in the second quarter of play. Foul situation, Anderson the only player with 2. 10 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second at the half. Loomis has 19 points, 24 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, and 13 turnovers, but this 2-seed Loomis does lead the 7-seed Amherst at the half by a score of 19-16. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is coming your way after this break on Classic Hits 98.9.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Loomis. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as Amherst will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, and they trail it by 3, 19-16. So way below the pace the last time these teams met. Stevens comes off a pick, runner off the right side, rattles in and out, no good, but right there with the offensive stick back is Clint Bentley. 7 points, 6 rebounds for Bentley. And to the races, here comes Sundquist. Three-pointer on the way, hits it for Loomis, the first three of the game and the first bucket of the game for Shane Sundquist. 22-18, Stevens up the floor, gets it to the high post, back cut, layup, blocked out of there, getting the blocked shot is going to be Clay McNall. Loomis picks up the loose ball. McNall the trailer. Now finds the open man, Earson. Cuts to the hoop. Josh lays it up and in. So both teams got on the chalkboard at halftime and have come out firing and executing in the half court. 24-18, Loomis with the lead by six. That is their biggest of the game. At the other end, Preble is trapped to the baseline. The big fella gets rid of it to Halligan. Halligan takes one dribble, loses that, and gets it back out to Abbott. Loomis picking up that man-to-man pressure. Houston on Halligan. Goes to the right elbow. Stops. Ball knocked out of his hand. And then Halligan trying to get it back. Commits the foul. That'll be the second on Dylan Halligan. You see that so many times. That once you lose the ball, you try to go get it right back and never in position. Second foul on Dylan. And it'll be back to Loomis. Up by 6, 24-18, back-to-back buckets for them. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Sundquist to the high post. Fadeaway jumper is blocked out of there by Clint Bentley and out of bounds. It'll stay with Loomis. Good defense there by Bentley. Those 5'10 senior. Four seniors in that lineup for Amherst. They want to advance on to the semifinals with another upset of Loomis, who they did beat earlier this year, 66-60. Here's Houston, right side of the key, runs into Preble, skip past Sundquist. In the corner, his three, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out all the way to midcourt, and it'll be grabbed there by Clay McNall. His teammates will get credit for punching that one out there. Now Houston up the arc on the weak side here on the left wing. Now puts it on the floor, drives, dishes it off underneath. Short little jumper is up and in by Clay McNall. The one-hander over the defense makes it 26-18. Quickly up the floor. Here comes Amherst to the other end, and you heard the whistle. Abbott is fouled. Looks like Earson might have been a little late getting back there. That'll be his second foul. And Abbott will go to the line looking for his first points of the basketball game. Abbott averages about 8 points a game. Free throw is up, and it is good. You look at this Amherst team. They average 54 points. They give up 50. They've got five players that average between 8 and 11 points. So that's how they've been getting it done. Hard to guard any one man. The second free throw up and in for Abbott. 26-20, and the ball poked away. Sundquist trying to grab it. Does. Gives it off in the right-hand corner. Driving is going to be Anderson. Kicks it out on the wing. One-hand shot on the drive. No good that time by McNall. Rebound brought down by Preble. Preble swings it out to Stevens. Hustles it into the front court. Left wing. Ty dribbling in place. Now tries to get it on the low block. Does to Halligan. Got his man in the air. Houston, again, waits for him to come down. Then takes the shot. It's no good. And Earson gets the rebound. Boy, Loomis sure bites on the ball fake, and Amherst doesn't do anything about it. Ball fake, go into him, get the foul. But they have not done that at all in this basketball game. Instead, at the other end, Amherst is called for the foul, and Sundquist will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Ty Stevens, his first. Sundquist will shoot two. And the first one here for Shane is on the way, and it is good. Shane now 1-for-3 at the line. He has 4 points in the basketball game. 27-20. And a second free throw. Sundquist is up, and that one hits off the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by Clayton Preble, his fourth. Long outlet pass. Thought about it, but decides to keep it. Dribbles it up the floor. Kicks it out of the corner. Driving the baseline is Abbott. Gets cut off. Back to Preble. 15-footer. Good. Clayton Preble from the outside gets his first bucket. 27-22 Loomis. They try to quickly break the press. They get it up the floor into the hands of Anderson. Errant pass finds its way to Sundquist. Swings it over to McNall. McNall into the corner. Anderson for three. It's no good. Ball is tapped, but it ends up in the hands of Clint Bentley after it looked like Houston might grab the rebound for the Wolves. Stevens with it in the front court. Ty has been very quiet. Only one bucket in this game. 27-22 Loomis, 4:40 to go here in the third quarter of play. Long three for Stevens, and that is going to come up short. 0-for-7 now for the Broncos from outside. Sundquist is going to be called for the carry. For a minute there, I didn't think that he was going to get called. Then the Amherst bench started to go wild, and then the whistle did come. It was the right call. It was one of those where Sundquist tried to get up the floor quickly, and the ball just took a big hop. That'll be the 14th turnover, though, for Loomis, but it is their first of the second half. Amherst ball in front of their own bench. They need a bucket to make it a one-possession game. Bentley dumps it into the corner to Halligan. Houston on him, fights off the pick. Back over to Stevens. Three-point arc, and he's got players behind him. Weird-looking offense right now for Amherst. Halligan to the baseline, drives into the double team, flips it underneath to Preble. Great pass, and Preble powers it up and in. Boy, Halligan had to fight through some really good defense by the Wolves just to get the pass, and they cash it in, 27-24. Front court, McNall, right-hand corner to Anderson. Anderson back out top to Gray. Houston back to Gray, goes off his fingers. That they're going to say that Preble tipped the ball out of bounds. And a break here for Loomis. They're going to maintain possession. Checking in will be Kyle Rademacher for Loomis and Zane Peterson for Amherst. More subs coming in. How about Kelly Thorell for the Loomis Wolves? Try and get the five set here for you in just a moment, but right now, Matt Gray to throw it in underneath his own hoop. Gets it to Matt Houston. Up top they'll go to Rademacher. Try to dump it back inside to Houston, but he stepped out of bounds. They overthrew him. Also in there, Gray, Houston, as we said, Rademacher, Anderson, and Kelly Thorell. But the ball now belongs to the Amherst Broncos. Off the pick, here's a three-pointer on the way, and good. But before that, we've got a foul called. And I think it is going to be pushing through the screen on Loomis. Amherst would rather have the three, but they're going to call the foul on Matt Houston pushing through the screen. It would have been the first three of the game for Amherst, would have tied the game. They'll dump it into Stevens on the left wing. One dribble, knocked out of his hands by Anderson, got it back. And a timeout going to be called here by Amherst. That is the first timeout of the game. 3:37 to go in the third quarter of play in our Fort Kearney Conference Boys Quarterfinals. Loomis 27, Amherst 24. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Doug Duda and our producer-engineer Grant Sparks back at Loomis out of the Amherst timeout. They've got the ball. Halligan spins, nowhere to pass, gets in the paint, tries to force the jumper. That's exactly what he does, and it's no good. The ball batted into the hands of Matt Gray. Long outlet pass to the other end. Pull-up jumper by Anderson from 10, and he'll hit it. 6 points now for Kalen Anderson, 29-24 Loomis. 3:15 to go here in the third quarter of play on KKPR-FM. Kearney Amherst, Loomis. High pick and roll to Halligan, but then he turns right into Gray and has to kick it out to Austin Jen. Jen takes the pass back from Zane Peterson. One dribble, nowhere to go. Out of the baseline, a little room there for Bentley. Bentley now trapped. Good defense that time by Kyle Rademacher. But a three by Peterson on the kickout is good. First three of the night for the Amherst Broncos. Cuts it to two, 29-27. They try to pressure Gray, gets it to Houston. Baseline, double clutch off the glass, and he'll hit a tough one. Matt Houston with 5 points. And every time Amherst scores, Loomis seems to have an answer here. Jen, right-hand corner, trying to set a pick for him. Gray on him, gives it off on the baseline. Deep corner now to Stevens. Stevens into the double team, back out to Jen, who was wide open. And then as he decides to drive, he walks with a basketball. Loomis definitely has the height advantage, but Amherst doesn't seem to be overly concerned about that. They still try to drive the basketball right into the paint. On the floor now, Stevens, Dominic Abbott, along with Halligan, Peterson, and Bentley for Amherst. Loomis ball, they throw it behind Gray. Another turnover, outlet pass here. Can Stevens beat him out? Gives it off on the jumper. Abbott missed the shot, got his own rebound. Fade away, up and in, and draws the foul. Dominic Abbott fought after that, got his first rebound, and has a chance to pull within one. Kearney 35, Hastings 32, boys basketball, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, the latest score update. The foul was called on Kelly Thorell, his first. Third team foul on Loomis. And 2 for 2 at the line for Abbott. All four of his points coming in this quarter for Amherst. 31-29, Loomis with the lone free throw here for Abbott to try and finish off the three-point play. It is up, and it's in and out, no good. Ball is knocked out of bounds. The rebound was in the hands of Josh Earsom, and then it was punched out by Zane Peterson. 31-29, Loomis, 2:11 to go, and we're still in the third quarter. So Amherst has given Loomis problems yet again here. The ball deflected in the backcourt of the pressure. It is saved in by Sundquist, and he will get across the timeline. And then a foul called, as it was a dead sprint between Sundquist and Stevens. And when Sundquist started to slow down, Stevens ran up his back. That'll be his second and the team's third. Loomis will inbound it in front of their own bench earlier tonight. Pleasanton, a winner, 61-48 over SEM, and Elm Creek defeated Elwood 52-45. No update on Overton. And driving in, a blocking foul, and count the bucket here for Josh Earsom. Again, a bang-bang could have went either way. The foul will be on Zane Peterson, his second. But again, Amherst scores. Loomis comes back and answers. And a chance for a three-point play now for Earsom. And Earsom will put it up and in. Josh with 5 1/4, 7 in the game, 34-29 Loomis. Other score update, Kearney Catholic in a battle at the conference tournament. 36-30 leading Luke City at the half. Shot missed by Amherst. Long rebound run down by McNall. Comes to the other end, takes a quick jumper. It's no good. Stevens with the rebound. Outlet pass, fast break. Wild shot at the other end was partially blocked by Matt Gray on the attempt from Abbott. And here come the Wolves, 2-on-4, driving, shooting, scoring, Clay McNall. A dozen points for McNall, and the lead now back to 7, 36-29. A 5-0 run here, faking the three, Bentley. Looks for the back cut, nothing there, swings it over to Abbott. Now Sadoff is back in. He got away with a walk, doesn't matter. It's going to be turned over, and a layup at the other end is scored by Clay McNall. And a timeout Amherst. So just when they got back into the game and cut it to a bucket, they find themselves down by the most they have been all game. Loomis is up 9, 38-29, with 1:01 to go here in the third quarter of play. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, brought to you in part by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
1 minute to go in the third quarter. Amherst out of the timeout, sets up a play. Preble gets it over to Bentley, drives to the paint, nothing there to set off. Back out to Bentley, left corner. Tries the baseline. He's cut off. Now throws through the plate to Preble. Preble ball fake. There you go. And the foul called. Although, pretty good try by Josh Earsom to block the ball while he was in the air. Something that Amherst had not been able to accomplish all game long, the ball fake, because every time Loomis is leaving their feet, Clayton Preble, who has both of his buckets here in the quarter, will shoot his first free throws of the game. And Preble will put the first one up, and it'll dance around and stay on that rim and fall. That will break a 7-0 run by Loomis, 38-30 Wolves with 42 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Winner gets defending conference champion Pleasanton. Pleasanton and Loomis played last year. They did not. Overton beat Loomis in the semis. Second free throw is good. And it's 38-31. Pass break the other way, and the ball is deflected out of bounds for Loomis. Now that I said that, I've got to double-check my stats here. Yeah, Pleasanton did beat Loomis in last year's semifinals. They were red-hot early, got up by 20 at half. Pleasanton did beat Loomis in last year's semis. Could be a rematch, and of course they always play that next to last Friday of the regular season, so they haven't faced each other. One of good rivalry when these teams have been very, very good, and they're back to being good again this year. Loomis looks like they're going to play for the last shot here in the third quarter and kill the last 30 seconds of the clock. They've whittled it down to 15 against the zone of Amherst. Houston at the center circle with 11 seconds. Amherst went for the steal. They boxed it away. Now we got a foul. It's going to be on Houston trying to get the ball back. Good work by Stevens and by Abbott. Turnover number four of the quarter, but most of those were early. It is 17. Loomis had taken better care of the ball here the last 3 minutes. Back in Jen. It is Amherst ball in the backcourt with 7 seconds to go in the quarter. They could get some momentum with a bucket here. Loomis could stop him. They get it into the hands of Bentley. Bentley with four on the left wing looking for somebody. He just forces that shot up, and it's way off the mark. Boy, nobody came over to help. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. A little 7-0 run by Loomis there between the 2:30 and the 1 minute mark has given them a 38-31 lead as we head to the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop, hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
And we begin the fourth quarter of play here at our Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Loomis takes it to the hole right away. They open it up, and Sundquist is able to score, and he's got 6 points now in the ball game. The lead is back out to 9, 40-31 in favor of the Wolves. They have had the lead most of this basketball game. It was close the entire first half, but they outscored Amherst 19-15 that quarter. And at the other end, answering back, Clint Bentley. He has a team-high 9 points now. And on the way up the floor, the pressure results in an Amherst foul. 14 points for Clay McNall to lead the way for Loomis. Everybody else pretty balanced after that. And as we said, for Amherst, now the 9 for Clint Bentley. Nobody in double figures. They've had 8 players score, though. Loomis ball leading it 40-33. First minute of the fourth quarter. The winner gets Pleasanton on Friday night. Elm Creek also a winner tonight over Elwood. Up top of the basketball is Clay McNall. Gets it inside. Wide open ears. And somehow that layup didn't fall. Oh, a rebound brought down by Preble. Bad break there. Everything looked good. It was like he tried to lay an egg in there instead of a basketball. It just wobbled right off the side. Jen up top. Gives it off on the right side. Stevens. Stevens penetrates. Gives it to Preble. Puts it on the floor in the paint. One-hand jumper. Went up too strong. No good. Earsom will bring down his 6th rebound. Up the floor they go. Give it off to McNall. Scoop shot. Up and in. Top one, and McNall hits it. He's got 16. 42-33, 6:40 to go in the basketball game. McNall, who leads the team at just over 14 points a game, has it here tonight. At the other end, they get Preble. Preble at the free throw line, and Clayton knocks it down. All 8 of his points in the second half. Near steal at the other end. Now Earson will be fouled, and that's all they could do. Well, they couldn't get the steal. Bentley had to foul him, and free throws coming up. 6th team foul on Amherst. Nobody with more than 2, but 5 players have 2 fouls for Amherst. Earson has 3 for Loomis. And at the line to shoot the 2 will be Josh Earson. He is 1 of 1 at the line, puts the free throw up and in. 8 points for Earson. 43-35. Halligan back into the ball game, and Preble checks out. Amherst has 3 timeouts remaining. Loomis has all 5 as we head into this fourth quarter of play. Second free throw by Earsom is on the way, and that rattles around, and it goes. So 3 for 3 at the line for Earsom. 9 points. 44-35 right now. Amherst can't get it any closer than 7. It's been back and forth between 7 and 9. Halligan will try a 3, but it is no good. And the rebound brought down by Houston, and then the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Rebounds dominated by Loomis, led by Matt Gray with 10, although 9 of those were in the first half. Loomis against some zone pressure in the backcourt now. Sundquist dribbles his way through it. Pass Jen, shuffles it off in the right wing to Anderson. Anderson dumps it deep in the corner to Earsom, kicks it back out on the wing. That'll be McNall. McNall posting up Earsom. Earsom working on Halligan. Goes back, cut to McNall, and he's fouled. Clint Bentley with his third. And Loomis getting that half-court offense working now. Two free throws are coming up for Clay McNall, who has a game-high 16 points, but is yet to go to the free throw line. As a team, Loomis is 7 of 11, and the free throw is up and in. And for Amherst, they are 8 of 14 at the charity stripe so far tonight. And the lead goes to 10. That's the first time we have been in double digits. Second free throw short, barely got there. And the rebound comes down to Dylan Halligan. Gets it over to Ty Stevens. Stevens comes across the timeline, then way out on the left wing in front of the scorer's table, and trying to spread the floor, set a pick for him. One pick, two pick, drives in. Then he blows that layup way high off the glass. Didn't hit any of the rim. And the rebound brought down by Matt Houston. I think he realized how open he was. At the other end, the shot by Anderson, no good. Offensive putback is up and in by Josh Earsom. And Loomis is starting to pull away. It was 31-29. And since then, a 16-6 run, and it's 47-35. Loomis, timeout Amherst here at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And it is Amherst basketball out of the Bronco timeout. They've got two remaining, but they've got to find a way not only to score, but to stop Loomis. Bentley, left elbow, takes it to the baseline. Fadeaway jumper. These are not the shots they are looking for. They are well contested by Loomis. The rebound is brought down by Earsom, who has really picked up his play in the second half. He's got 9 points, 5 rebounds here in the second half. Loomis gets the ball into the front court here. Works it on the right side. Anderson gives it off in the corner to Earsom. Back out of the wing to Houston. Also in there, Sundquist and McNall. McNall has it out between the circles. Try to knock it away, and they do. The pass is tipped away. First turnover of the fourth quarter on either team. And then up the floor, Loomis with the reach-in foul. And that's going to be on Caleb Anderson, his third. It's the sixth team foul, so no free throws until the next one. And back in Zane Peterson. Peterson along with Bentley and Stevens, Abbott, and also on the floor, trying to find out that fifth one. There's Halligan for Amherst, but they're down 47-35 here at Loomis with 4:40 to go. Halligan off that screen, drives it over to Stevens. Stevens fakes the jumper, swings it outside, try to get it to the baseline. Peterson, and Peterson puts it up. It's blocked, what they call Houston, with a body foul. He blocked it and leaned into him. Matt smiling, going, man. But that's his third. Definitely can see where that one was called. Benji Klein, Chris Maracek with the two games here tonight. Doing a fine job. Had a lot of fouls in the first half of that first game. And at the line, Zane Peterson. He's 1-2. He has 6 points. The first free throw is no good, and Amherst cannot afford to start clanking free throws. But neither team is all that good from the free throw line this season. Amherst 63%. That's better than the percentage for Loomis, which is just 52. Second free throw also missed, and the rebound is grabbed down by Matt Gray, who has been a one-man wrecking crew on the boards tonight. That is his 11th. Up the floor they come, down low. There's Earsom again. He puts it up and puts it in. Earsom has been the man here in the second half, and the lead is up to 14, 49-35. Amherst ball right in front of their bench. Bentley gets it down the left-hand corner to Abbott. Back to Bentley. trying to stay out of this zone trap. Now backdoor, they get it inside, and a foul will send Dominic Abbott to the line. They draw that double team and try to drop it off. Most of the time, Loomis has committed the foul. It's the fourth on Matt Houston. And Abbott, 2 of 3 at the line, has 4 points. Don't forget, when the game's over, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. We've got an update. Kearney's boys clinging to a 43-40 lead at Hastings with 5.5 to go. The game is on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney Catholic boys were up 6 over Loup City at halftime. The free throw missed earlier tonight. Pleasanton beat SEM 61-48. The Kearney girls beat Hastings 34-23. Kearney Catholic girls beat Donovan Trumbull 69-26. Elm Creek boys beat Elwood 52-45. And Abbott is able to salvage the second free throw, 49-36. So halfway to go here in the fourth quarter. And Loomis will have the basketball. Against full court pressure, checking into the game is Jared Peter for the first time. And Loomis throws it away. So mission accomplished there for the Amherst defense. Loomis 19 turnovers in the game. And Amherst now has the ball in the front court. Halligan to throw it in. Boy, would they love a cheapie. And, well, they went for it and overthrew Clint Bentley by about 6 feet. He came off that back screen and just a baseball pass right over his head and out of bounds. So Amherst will give it right back. Their first turnover of the quarter, 14th. Of the basketball game. After the conference tournament, Loomis is on the road the rest of the way. 3 games, Eustace Farnham, Pleasanton, and Maxwell. Amherst home for 2 games, Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth. Right now it will be Loomis basketball leading it by 13, 49, 36, 3, 45 to go in the basketball game, and they're playing keep away. Matt Gray now decides to drive down the middle of the lane, and everybody fouled him. Gray turned that corner and then headed straight to the hoop, and he will head to the free throw line for the first time. He only has 2 points, but he's got 11 rebounds in the game. The foul on Dominic Abbott is his third. Team fouls are even at 8 apiece, and the free throw by Gray is in and out, no good. Again, if Amherst could get closer here, Loomis struggles at the line, but Lewis has done a great job all second half. Amherst scores. They seem to score right back on the next possession. Second free throw now on the way as Preble re-enters for Amherst. It's no good, and Preble will grab the rebound. His 6th, 8 points for him and 4 rebounds in this half. Stevens up the floor. 3:40 to go. Gives it over on the left wing to Bentley. Bentley with 9 team-high points. Get it on the low block to Halligan. Double team, swings it out of the wing. Ball faked by Abbott. Drives, draws the contact. The shot falls. Once he drew that contact, he threw it high in the air and a chance for a 3-point play here for Dominic Abbott, and could cut the lead to 10. The blocking foul is on Matt Gray. Abbott's been at the line quite a bit here in the second half. He was just there, and he's 3 out of 5, and make it 4 out of 6, up and in. 8 points all in the second half for Dominic Abbott, and the lead cut down from 14 to 10, 49-39, trapped in the backcourt, throwing over the double team. They'll get it to Clay McNall. McNall, long pass, and he overthrows his teammate Kyle Rademacher, who just came in. So all of a sudden, the Amherst pressure is giving Loomis some fits. Coach Johnson has all 5 of his timeouts. Should he elect to use one here, slow it down a little bit. Thorell's going to check back out of the game. And Anderson's up on Stevens. Chance to get it to single digits. Remember, Amherst has not shot the 3 very well, so they're trying to get it inside to Preble. Preble gets it to the paint, turnaround jumper. He's short-armed it. It's no good. And then he fouls Gray on the rebound attempt. That'll be the first personal foul on Preble, stopping the clock with 3:01 to go in our game. 49-39 Loomis. So all the games have been relatively close. Last night's 2 and tonight's 2. There have been no blowouts, although tonight in the boys' games, the 2 teams that have had the advantage of the fourth quarter had big third quarters. Gray at the line to shoot a 1-1. And the free throw by Matt is up, and it is too strong, no good. Preble will pull down his 7th rebound. Up to Stevens. He gets it to Abbott in the corner. Back out to Stevens. They're not letting Ty get any threes away. Loomis doing a good job. Drops the ball. It's off of Loomis' leg. It's headed out of bounds and grabbed there. Good save. Preble on the floor. Scoops it over to Bentley. But even after that scramble, they couldn't find somebody open to shoot it. Now Stevens is, shoots the 3, but it will not go. 1 for 11 for Amherst. And the rebound goes into the corner to Clay McNall. Stevens forced it a little bit. He didn't get a clean catch. And as he tried to secure the ball, he just didn't get it up there like he'd want. Anderson at the free throw line kicks it into the corner here to Rademacher. Coach Johnson trying to get his best ball handlers and free throw shooters into the game and leave Gray in there up top. Preble trying to guard Anderson. 2:15 to go in the game, a 10-point Loomis lead. They've led since the first quarter. Amherst scored the first bucket, and that was their only lead. Foul out front now. The problem is both teams are in the double bonus. But again, Amherst, a 63% shooting team at the line. Loomis, 52, and the fourth foul on Clint Bentley. And at the line to shoot two, Shane Sundquist. He's 1 of 4 tonight. He gets two, and the first one is on the way, but no good short. Steve Johnson didn't even want to look. He was talking to his assistant coach, Casey Verbka. Second free throw now on the way, Sundquist, and it is short, but it rolls over the front of the rim and in. So he got a little bit of a shooter's touch there. Shooter's roll, 7 points, 50-39. Loomis with the lead. Off a couple of picks, they get it to Abbott. They just can't get a three, so Abbott drives, puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound yanked down by Kyle Rademacher. 2 minutes to go. Loomis has the ball, an 11-point lead. Gray in the backcourt. In trouble, baseball pass into the front court, and he goes vertical across the court here and gets it into the hands of Shane Sundquist. And now a foul at midcourt. Amherst trying to tie up Clay McNall. Loomis wants this clock to run out, get this game over with. Dylan Halligan with his third foul. And McNall with a game-high 17 points is at the line to shoot two. He's 1 of 2. Got 7 rebounds and a block so far in the game. Two free throws coming up. 1:46 remains, and the free throw is on the way, and it is good. So that's all Loomis has to do here is hold on to the ball a little bit, make a couple of free throws, and they're going to go back to the conference semifinals. Second free throw up, and it's in. So McNall hits them both, 5 1/4 and 19 in the game for the team's leading scorer. Stevens. Crisscross, drives, good dribbling, now puts it up and in, and a timeout Amherst, but they only have one remaining. And for Ty Stevens, that's his first bucket since early in the first quarter of play. 1:38 remaining in our ball game. It is Loomis 52 and Amherst 41. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back to basketball here at Loomis against full court pressure. Amherst needs a steal. Loomis breaks it. A 2-on-1. They try to lob it underneath to Gray, and it actually hits the rim. The ball comes off there to Clayton Preble. Up the floor, they get it to Stevens. Now a long three for Bentley, but it is no good. They need them all. Offensive rebound, Preble kicks it out into the corner for another three. Stevens can't get it to go. Another rebound for Preble. Another three for Stevens. That one's short. Rebound tipped out towards half court, and finally, Sundquist runs it down for Loomis. 1:10 to go. Amherst had numerous chances there to cut it to 8. But they are 0-5 in the quarter and 1-14 in the game from three-point land. And Amherst is forced to foul. Or did they knock it out? They're going to say just knocked it out with 1:03 to go. After three quarters of play, Kearney Catholic 50, Loup City 42. On ESPN 1460 and 1550 in the Luplat Conference Boys quarterfinal from Cope Gymnasium. Loomis elects to throw it all the way into the backcourt to Sundquist. Now he picks his dribble up, needs some help, finds McNall into the front court. They go to Houston. Houston will hand it off, and Loomis will get the whistle. Foul called on Amherst with 55 seconds to go. And at the line to shoot two will be Matt Houston. He's 1 of 2, has 5 points on the season. Houston, a 54% free throw shooter. It was the second foul on Clayton Preble. And the free throw is good. So Loomis is hitting a few free throws here in the fourth quarter despite their anemic percentage for the year. 6 points for Houston. This will be the 13th free throw attempt of the quarter. And it is good. Houston hits them both. He's got seven. And Loomis wants to call a quick timeout. With 55 seconds to go in a basketball game, we will be right back.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations. Serving South Central Nebraska, visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on, always.
Loomis is actually 8 of 13 here in the fourth quarter from the line. They lead it by 13. Loomis is going to put on full court pressure here. Up 54-41, 55 seconds to go. They will get it into Bentley, into the front court. Preble at the top of the key, drives, ball fake, puts the shot up, hits a tough one. And a timeout here by Amherst. That's all they got left. It's going to be too little too late. Preble has had himself a really good second half, though. 10 points and 7 rebounds in the second half for Preble, but that's about all the offense Amherst has mustered. Preble and Abbott, everybody else has been quiet. 44 seconds remain in the game, 54-43. Loomis, we'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches. Stop in and visit the great staff in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. We can take care of all your banking, business, and personal. We offer all the ins and outs of banking to make your financial needs easier. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC. We'd love to have you on our team. We appreciate all our customers.
As we come back to action, Loomis to throw it in. They're going to overthrow everybody to midcourt, and it's run down there by McNall, and now McNall will be fouled, and that's who they want the ball in the hands of anyway. McNall, one of the better free throw shooters on the team at 59%. Foul on Austin Jen, his first. And the free throw this time will rattle around no good. 54-43, Loomis with just 40 seconds remaining in our basketball game. Second free throw on the way, and McNall hits that one. So 20 points now for Clay, and it's 55-43 as Stevens brings the ball up the floor here in our final 40 seconds. Comes into the paint, gives it off underneath to Halligan. Halligan puts it off the glass and in. And Amherst calls timeout. I don't think they had any more left, but apparently they do. So Loomis must have used one earlier in the game. Dylan Halligan getting the bucket. And that makes it 55-45 with just 31 seconds left here in the contest. Coming up, the Mesco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you, coaches interviews, look at the other games that went on tonight in the area, and get you updated on that. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Amherst, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As we keep busy, busy, busy from here on out. Conference tournaments this week, final week of the regular season next week, then into district and state wrestling, sub-district basketball tournaments, and here we go. Loomis up 10, 31 seconds, trying to get it in, and Houston can't. So a timeout will be called. We'll take it with them and be right back here on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. on the World Wide Web, KKPR.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, on this Tuesday night. Once again, Loomis will try to get the ball in here, but up 10 with 31 seconds to go. As long as they don't just hand it to Amherst underneath the hoop, they're okay. Amherst is out of timeouts, according to my book. Houston to throw it in. Finally, they get it to Kalen Anderson, and Anderson almost lost his balance, gets into the front court. Now they foul him with 27 seconds left, and that'll be it for Clint Bentley. That'll be his fifth personal foul, and Bentley has a solid game tonight. 9 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 block shot as he fouls out of the game and sends Kalen Anderson to the line. Anderson, 2 of 2. Those came back in the first quarter. He has 6 points and a couple of rebounds in the basketball game. And Coach Clark Ribble will send in Zane Peterson to replace him. Let's see if Anderson can add to the lead here with 27 seconds remaining. Free throw is on the way, and it is short, no good. Loomis Pleasanton, always a good one. Dylan Halligan checks in for Peter. And that will be the second game on Friday, the first game, Elm Creek and Overton. Now the second free throw coming up here for Kalen Anderson. And the free throw is on the way, and it is in. So Anderson gets 1 of 2. He's got 7 points. 56-45. Loomis with 25 seconds to go. Stevens up the floor. Gets it to Peterson on the baseline. Trying to get a shot away. Driving in. Making the layup is Dominic Abbott. But the clock continues to run. 56-47. Loomis gets the ball into play, and they continue to foul, although it's pointless. And more free throws coming up here for Kalen Anderson. That 7-0 run late in the third quarter, which then turned into a bigger 16-6 run, is the difference in this game. And Kalen Anderson, who just went 1 of 2 at the line, gets another chance here, puts the first one up, and it is good. 57-47, 12 seconds remain in the game. Thanks for joining us, and as always, thanks to the many fine sponsors for letting us bring you basketball tonight. As the second free throw is good by Anderson, also to Cole Carraher, the athletic director here at Loomis, for hospitality the last two nights. Three-pointer at the other end by Amherst is no good. Rebound is brought down by Houston, and he makes the outlet pass, and the outlet pass goes out of bounds with about a second left. So Loomis just trying to get away from Amherst. But they are able to avenge an earlier 66-60 loss to start this basketball season and send Amherst home from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament as Loomis wins it tonight over the Amherst Broncos at home by a score of 58-47. A big second half, 39 points in the second half for Loomis. Of course, a lot of free throws made here in the fourth quarter of play. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits. It's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports continuing to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for the last 40 years. Misco's, if you have questions, you can contact their main office at 728-5261 as they're on the road making sure you have the helmets, baseball bats, cleats, and everything else that you'll need uniforms for every sport that you've had over the last 40 years from Misco's. Let's take a look at the final numbers now. For Amherst, they really took good care of the ball in the second half. They just couldn't make as many shots as they had hoped. Dominic Abbott, 10 points, all in the second half, one rebound. Austin Chen, 2 points, one rebound. Ty Stevens, 4 points, one rebound. Zane Peterson had 6 points. Dylan Halligan, 5 points, two rebounds and a block. Clint Bentley, 9 points, seven rebounds, and one block shot. Then you slide down to Jacob Sadoff. He had 1 point, two rebounds, and Clayton Preble ends up leading the team tonight in scoring with 10 points along with Dominic Abbott, and all of his points were in the second half. He also had a team-high 9 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 9 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. Three-point shooting, it just wasn't there for Amherst tonight. 0 of 6 in the first half and 1 of 9 in the second half of play. Amherst had 16 points at halftime. They put up 31 in the second half, but the Broncos fall tonight, 47 points, 23 rebounds, 10 out of 19 at the free throw line, 1 of 15 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 14 turnovers, and Amherst is back at 500, 9-9 on the season. And up next for the Broncos, they return home a week from Friday, February 10th, to host Elm Creek, then wrap up the regular season hosting Wilcox-Hildreth on the 17th. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the numbers for Loomis right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
The roots of Security First Bank have been growing since the late 1800s. Today, Security First Bank is one of the fastest-growing financial service providers in the Heartland. They still have a small-town, friendly attitude and treat each customer like a good neighbor. Security First Bank in Elwood proudly sponsors this high school sports broadcast and wishes the Pirates a winning season. Security First Bank, a relationship you can count on. Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers for Loomis, and then we will chat with head coach Steve Johnson. Clay McNall led the way tonight with 20 points. He had a dozen of those in the second half, 6 rebounds and 1 block. Kyle Rademacher had a rebound. Kalen Anderson, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Shane Sundquist, 7 points, all in the second half, 5 rebounds. Josh Earsom, big second half, 13 points, 8 rebounds for the game, 11 points, 5 rebounds were in the second half. Matt Grages, 2 points, but he yanked down 12 rebounds, had a block, and Matt Houston, 7 points, 6 rebounds. Loomis dominated the boards tonight, 24 in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 14 of 22 in the second half, but that actually is going to raise their season average. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, they'll have to work on that as they head into the semifinals. 13 in the first half and 9 in the second half. Loomis had 19 points at halftime as they led by 3, but they put up 39 in the second half. And the Wolves finished with 58 points, 40 rebounds, 17 out of 28 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 22 turnovers. Loomis improves to 11-4 with a 58-47 victory and another meeting with Pleasanton in a rematch of last year's conference semifinal. And we're joined now by Coach Steve Johnson. And Coach, the first half tonight was a lot different than the first half the first time these two teams met.
You know, we just came out and seemed like we were pressing quite a bit. Instead of trying to do a solid play, we tried to do something spectacular. You know, and then it just seemed like it compounded. Make an error here, a bad pass there, fumble the ball out of bounds, and they just kept building and building. And, we were lucky to be ahead at halftime. We probably should have been down 10 points.
Yeah, the three-pointers were definitely not falling tonight for either of the ball clubs, and Amherst, I think, probably relies on that a little bit more than you do. But in the second half, you got to the line. Josh Earsom, you told me, had not felt well yesterday, and maybe he felt better coming out of a Gatorade halftime or whatever you pumped into that kid because he had a big second half.
You know, I don't know. I didn't feel great at halftime, but, you know, he did. I told him he needs to probably be sick more often because he played a phenomenal game. You know, he just played within himself, and seemed like to get the big basket when we needed it, got the big rebound when we needed it. He really stepped up for us tonight.
And something you like to see, I don't know if there's any way you can come out and say how this happens, but anytime Amherst scored here in the third quarter, you guys always had an answer. You never let them go on any kind of a run, not even two hoops in a row.
Yeah, you know, that was big. We knew we had to get into three-point shooters and not let them get on any open looks, get in on any big runs on us. And like you say, we always found an answer. Different people stepped up with a good shot, or maybe like Matt Gray had a big rebound. You know, he didn't score a lot for us, but he did a pretty good job on the boards. And, you know, I'm glad, proud of the way we competed and our effort. The mental mistakes, though, are going to keep me up all night tonight.
I guess in the end, maybe you can say your defense and rebounding kind of bailed you out for the turnovers and kind of the poor shooting in the first half.
You know, exactly right. You know, our defense is getting better. We're improving. You know, one thing, we're not fouling quite as much like we did earlier in the year. That helps us. And rebounding, you know, the last few games, we've really rebounded well. You know, I don't know what to say. I know it's not the coaching part of it. It's just the want to from the kids.
You got Pleasanton now on Friday night, and as I've said with a lot of the coaches, and even with Brandon over there, of course, in his first year, he wouldn't know this, but this is the first Pleasanton team in well over a decade that hasn't had a solid, big, huge guy, and that's nothing against the post players they got now, but there's nobody that's 6'6", 6'8", 6'9", or like the last couple of years, a big, big, big guy in the middle.
You know, I think they traded in their big guy for speed. Yeah. They are super quick on the court, and you know they do a good job of doing what they want to do, getting the ball down the court. You know, they don't really have an inside presence, but they get some cutters going to the basket, so they do have a post presence. It's just not the traditional look that, you know, a lot of teams have or that they've had in the past.
You guys could get familiar with each other again, as is used to being seen. You guys played so many times in the finals, and you play right up after that. Obviously, you got to cut down on the turnovers before Friday. What do you do in practice here the next couple of days? This late in the season, you got to bring out your coaching magic.
Yeah, you know, maybe being on the road is going to help us. I don't know if it was the home game tonight or what. You know, I think we'll just come out and have a better practice. Kids hopefully be a little more focused now. I mean, it's a good wake-up call for them that they just can't go through the motions. They got to be ready to play, you know, and that starts in practice. And I'll remind them of that tomorrow when we get out there.
Well, Steve, we'll see you guys on Friday night for the second semifinal against Pleasanton. The first one will be Overton and Elm Creek as they both came through tonight. So thanks for the time, and thanks for letting us come over to Loomis the last couple of nights.
Well, I'm glad to see you over here, Doug. It's great that you follow us.
All right, buddy. Take care. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
That's Loomis coach Steve Johnson. They win it tonight by a score of 58-47. We'll come back and wrap it up on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
All the games are now final in the quarterfinals here of the boys' tournament. So let's recap what has went on so far tonight here at this site. We told you about Loomis's 58-47 victory. Before that, it was a 61-48 victory for Pleasanton over SEM. Over at Overton, the Eagles have finished up a 74-53 victory over Wilcox Hildreth. And so they will advance on to play Elm Creek, who took out Elwood in the 4-5 matchup, 52-45. So now coming up on the boys' side at 6:15 on Friday night at the Viero Event Center, Overton will be taking on Elm Creek. And then at 8 o'clock, it'll be a rematch of last year's semifinal when Pleasanton takes on Loomis. So Eustace Farnham, who lost a lot of kids, they were in the semifinals last year. They're replaced by Elm Creek, but Overton, Pleasanton, and Loomis were all there, where Pleasanton won it in the finals over Overton. Everybody else is hoping for a different outcome. The girls will have Elm Creek, Overton at 6:15 Thursday. Amherst and Eustace Farnham will be playing at 8 o'clock. The rest of the games in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament from the Viero Event Center Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And again, if you can't quite pick up that signal, don't forget you can pick it up loud and clear on your computer or your smartphone at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In the Lou Platte Conference Tournament tonight, the Kearney Catholic girls thumped Donovan Trumbull 69-26, and Loup City gave Kearney Catholic all they wanted, but the Stars pulled away in the fourth quarter for a 63-52 win over Loup City. Also tonight, the Kearney High girls defeat Hastings 34-23, and at last check in overtime, Kearney has a one-point lead over Hastings, but they're in overtime, and that game is on the breeze, 94.5 FM. So Thursday, here on Classic Hits, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll be at St. Paul for the Lou Platte Conference semifinals. The girls on Thursday, the boys on Friday, and all four games Saturday. The FKC will be on ESPN Radio. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to tonight's high school basketball. This has been the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, even though they've closed the resale store in Kearney, they still have the worldwide headquarters in Ord. They will continue to cover all of central Nebraska with the same great service you've known for years for schools, clubs, organizations, and teams. If you need more information or you got a question, 728-5261, 728-5261. Again, the final score, Loomis 58, Amherst 47, Pleasanton 61, and SEM 48. This is Doug Duda saying good night from Loomis.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.